Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Hello.
Yo. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
What up, everybody in Blog Talk Radio land? It's the menu. And we back. Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy
globally.
Back for the New Year 2018 in the house.
Yes, and yeah, I came on late. Yeah, I did. I came on late because my daughter bought me some wireless Beats headphones. So I wanted to start my new year off, right, start off the first show of the new year with my Beats wireless headphones in my ear. How do I sound? I sound crispy.
You sound wonderful.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Okay, let me get my radio voice on, my podcast voice on. Hey, everybody. This is Brother B. Big
oh
Red.
Oh, my God. Are you trying to be Barry White
Nah. I ain't in the mood. You can't fake it if you're not in the mood. So I'm not in the mood. So anyway, once again, what up, y'all? What's going on? It is the menu. Happy New Year once again. It is 2018. God bless those who made it, and God bless those who didn't. And I'm thankful to be here for another one. And even though it's a new year, and, you know, a lot of people come with a lot of New Year's resolutions, check this out. Every day is a new day. Every time you wake up and see the sunshine or the sky, it's a new day to make a change. So don't wait for a new year to talk about a new me. Nah, you can do that every day. No excuse.
I think all of that is a bunch of crap. New year, new me, you know. Yeah, all them new year, new me, and guess what? By the end, not even before the end of the year, by the second week, they back to doing the same thing. So I don't even believe in that stuff. It's like if you're going to change, don't wait for a new year to change. Just change if that's what you're going to do. Don't say, oh, well, you know, that's just like people that go on diet, oh, I'm going to start on Monday, and then by Wednesday you eating 6 cheeseburgers and french fries. Like, it doesn't make a difference. You're going
to
do it. Just do it.
Exactly.
Just do it. Like,
because I ain't going to listen. I ain't going to front. Like, I have a bad, and this is like from the bachelor days, I guess, but I have a bad chip habit. Like, me and chips. Like, it's me sandwich and chips. Like, oh, my gosh. So I was trying to, like, lay low on the chips. And, you know, it happens. I have my moments. It happens and then it doesn't happen. So I just take it like this. As long as I don't do it every day, everything in moderation. And
absolutely.
I just roll with that, you know.
Absolutely.
It can't be wild now.
Yeah, because if you try to do it, if you try to do things where you just like, oh, I'm going to cut this out of, it's not going to work. And I've learned that as well as trying to, you know, shed pounds. But I've learned that it, like I said, I like food. So my thing is I'm going to turn that into a positive and try to, you know, just cut out certain things but not deprive myself of certain things either. You just have to do it in moderation. And you can't just go cold turkey and don't do it because then you're going to binge on that one thing because you figure, you know,
oh, yeah,
I'm not going to do a cold turkey. It's not going to work like that. It never works like that.
Yeah, it's not a cold turkey, you know, thing. No,
yeah.
No doubt. But, yeah, y'all, it's the menu. We're on Blog Talk Radio. Guest calling number is 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. And we are on Facebook. That is Facebook at the menu. Mind you are mental. Mind your mental. And yeah. All right, you know, we can talk about a couple other things, but I think maybe we need to kind of maybe delve into, I mean, unless, you know, you got something you want to get off your chest, you know, Big Red, you know, unless something you want to get off your chest, you know, we'll jump into the topic. But go ahead.
Well, listen, we can just go on. It's not anything. Well, I mean,
sure?
we can ask like, how's everybody, you know, in their neck of the woods with the weather? How was that, you know, how did that work out for everybody?
This is true. Yeah, I hope,
you know, that cold went far south.
Well, you know what?
Like they ain't used to getting cold.
Well, you know what? This is not the worst weather that we've had, but I think it just kind of caught us off guard because we've been a little spoiled. Like, we haven't had anything, no, like, major snowstorms where, like, I remember a couple of years ago, you had buses and cars, like, stuck, like, in the middle of the street. You know,
yeah,
people
that was
just leaving
their
vehicles.
Not
yeah. That was, I think, believe it was 2013. I believe it was 2013, maybe 2014.
It might have been, yeah. I think it was kind of, I think it was between, I think 20, I'll say maybe the latest it was 2014, but the earliest it was 2012. So it was between those three.
Yeah.
But I remember that because that was the year that, you know, after that, they would, you know, they started taking bigger precautions in terms of closing the schools and, you know, shutting down public transportation because, you know, some people, you know, a lot of people passed away because of that, because they couldn't get the ambulance to certain places. And yeah, so that was really like a bad one there. Real bad.
You know, this is nothing, but I'm not going to lie. Like, I used to be a fan of the cold, but I can deal with cold weather, but snow, I'm not feeling, to me, snow is for the children.
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
maybe
I'm,
if you're
yeah,
a child,
not,
if you're a child at heart, yeah, I'm not with
right.
no, because
yeah,
when
me,
I go down,
no.
I go down hard. I forget the H, I go down hard. I might lay there for a little while and just think about my life and you know what's going on in the universe right now with myself.
Right.
But yeah, somebody EMS might have to come. And nothing could be broken. It's just that I don't feel like getting up. I don't.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I'm not a fan of.
Kind of,
and you know me, I'm the ice queen. I love me some cold. The cold doesn't bother me. That I can do it. But when you start mixing in snow and then the ice afterwards, and I'm just like, no, I can't be bothered with too much of that.
Yeah. When you got like snow, when you got heavy wind and slow, like scratching up your face. It's crazy. So,
listen, I didn't even bother
that.
Going out in that. I wasn't doing that to myself because I might not be doing this show right. See, y'all have been looking for me. Big Red, listen, yeah, so did. I might be in other states somewhere.
You crazy? Yeah, man. So
that
you know, like
crazy.
I said, I hope everything is, you know, all well with people, man. I mean, you know, going into 2018, you know, just a lot of thoughts of, you know, what's next, you know, on the menu, you know, excuse the pun. But just trying to figure it out. You know, everybody has their own, get to a point in life where they got to figure stuff out. And you can get as much advice as you want from other people. But it's like, you got to figure it out. Kind of got to.
Hello? Uh-oh. Hello?
Oh, shit. What are you doing? Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Yeah, okay, I'm screwing up here. I did something wrong. All right, remember that song by Diana Ross from the movie Mahogany?
What song was that?
You don't remember the song, the theme song. Do you know where you're going to?
Oh,
do you like, remember that song? Yeah, yeah. Like, yo, yo, I was at one of those crossroads. I was just like, that song was in my head. And I was like, man, do I know where I want to? Do I like the things that life is showing you? Like, I don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you ever had one of those moments?
Oh, yeah, I have those moments a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I was having like one of those like B, what the hell are you doing? And you know, I guess, you know, we're all trying to figure it out. We're all trying to figure it out.
Yeah, we have to.
You know, one way or another, we got to figure it out. But let me give, you know, some acknowledgments to some peoples out there of mine who I just got to give some shout-outs to, like my brother Don Joshua. I've been, you know, in communication with him back and forth. He's like a real IT tech type dude, and he, you know, I was talking to him about the whole thing of the YouTube channel. And, you know, he was giving me some pointers here and there. So just want to give a shout-out to my, you know, brother Don Joshua, man, for keeping me going, for giving me the advice and, you know, believing in the menu and you know, still backing it. Because, you know, eventually sometime this year, everyone, we're looking to do a YouTube channel. I mean, the menu and the podcast thing is something that we will not stray from. But it's kind of time for us to step up our game. And, you know, we feel that, yeah, you know, we feel that we kind of want to bring it to you, like, in your face, you know, so to speak.
Well,
you know,
in your face.
Not like, yeah, yeah, exactly, you know, in your face. So, you know, that's that. But, all right, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Let's get to this topic, because Lord knows we're going – need about the full hour and 13 minutes that's left on it. So, yeah. Tonight's topic. Drum roll, please. No. Yeah, okay. Women, what do y'all want? Now, Big Red, being that you are a woman.
Thank you for acknowledging that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm sorry.
You know,
I'll just say this here. You know, I know a lot of people listen to the show. Yes, Big Red is a woman. I do have, you know, raspy voice. Can't help that. That's just homegrown. But yeah. So thank you for acknowledging that.
Yeah. So I mean, all right. Pardon me, everyone, if I like cough from time to time, because I was just like getting over a little cough and stuff like that. So, but I'm here. I'm good. You know, I can do some push-ups. But anyway, so now, you know, and once again, you know, shout out to all our listeners, United States, Greece, the UK, Russian Federation, and Canada. So, you know, thank you, everyone. You know, for listening to it. So, yeah. What do y'all want, man? Before you start, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be devil's advocate from time to time.
I know.
And I also want to let it be known. Okay. That's good. And I also want to let it be known that, you know, when I'm playing devil's advocate, hey, listen, I'm going to say what I got to say, but don't try to peg me as like, oh, he's a chauvinist. Oh, he's this. Oh, he's that. No, I'm not. We're having objective conversation here. That's what this is about. Objectivity, not subjectivity, okay? Even though I know people are going to listen and they're going to misconstrue it and they're going to say, no, he's a bigot. What? Talking about women got to do? Oh, he's just a bigot. Be a bigot anyway. Yeah, bigot. We talking about women and we talking relations and stuff like that, but he's going to tell he's a bigot. Like, I'm just going to be, you know what I'm saying? I be talking about farm animals. Oh, he's a racist. What does that have to do with? But I don't know. But it's whatever. So we just want to kind of run. We're just going to run with it. So, all right, Red, the floor is yours. Step on it.
Well, all I was going to ask is, okay, all right, so you're saying what do women want? My thing is, what is this? What do you mean by what do we want? Like, you have to be a little more clear about what it is that you're saying or you're trying to figure out what it is that we want.
Okay.
Because
so now,
that can be a broad range of, that could be a broad range of anything. I think it depends on what the situation is or what it is that you're looking, that you're trying to figure out what it is that we do want.
Okay,
I'm going to just say as a woman, and I'm going to say I'm going to speak for myself because I can't speak for all women because at the end of the day, we're all individuals. And different women want different things.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is, as a woman, for me, and like I said, I'm speaking for myself and maybe a few others, but like I said, everybody's different. Just treat me as you want to be treated. Just come to me. If you want me to come to you as a grown, quote-unquote grown woman, then you come to me as a quote-unquote grown man. That is simple. It's just simplicity. Simple things. It's not that anything is complicated. It gets complicated when both parties make it complicated.
Okay.
But once again, you have to be a little more clear about what it is that you're thinking that we want or what it is that you know, that's a broad range of things. Like what is it in particular that you're asking about?
Okay.
Not just you, but, you know, any male, you know, man.
Okay. So let's start with something basic. Why, if I ask you, if a dude asks you, now sometimes this is not every woman, but I've been talking with you know a group of dudes, and for some reason this thing always comes up. So why is it that when we be like, yo, I'm hungry, I'm gonna grab some to eat, what do you want? And then it's like you this look on your face like you've seen Jesus and you're not sure of it, but at the same time it's like you don't what do you want to eat? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? Okay, I'll give you like 10 minutes to figure it out. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not sure. What do you mean you don't know you're not sure? You say you're hungry? You can't figure it out in 5, 10, 15, 20, I'm like, you know what I'm saying? But we're starting with the basics here.
Okay,
you know,
well,
eventually it's going to lead to something. But, yeah, what's up with that? Like, why are you?
Okay.
I think sometimes I wonder, is that like a running thing with women to give dudes a hard time about
what
y'all want to eat?
Well, that's to me, I'm sure there's going to be, you know, some women out there that's going to agree with me. I think that's more of, to me, this is something that just came up within the last, I can say, two or three years that I heard of, that men are going crazy because if they ask a woman what do they want to eat and we don't know at the time. I think that's more of something that has been made it's like a trend. Because even you see it on social media, they make little comedy skits about it and stuff like that. So I'm going to say like this. All right, you asking me what I want to eat. Now, you know why we have to think about it or we kind of hesitate? Because if we tell you what we want to eat, you know what's going to happen. And like I said, I'm not going to say all men do this, but then it's like we get ridiculed. Oh, that's too much money. Oh, well, why do you want to eat this? Oh, well, you know you're too big to be eating that. You know, oh, what do you want that? You know you're sitting up there telling me you're trying to lose weight. And this is why we hesitate. Because it's always
really
something. Yes, because point to be the fact that you're not you, I'm saying males, it's going to be something said about it. So, yes, I'm going to hesitate and think about it because if I say, okay, for example, and I've had this experience, if you ask me what I want to eat and I tell you, well, listen, I want sushi. I don't eat that. What is that? Oh, sushi. Oh, you eat that. Well, we could find some. Then it's okay. Now if you're asking me what I want to eat, I want to eat sushi because that's what I want. If you're my man or you're dealing or we're dealing with each other, dating or whatever, then it should be, okay, a compromise. Well, I really don't like sushi, but do they have anything else there that I can eat? I'm not really a sushi person. Or I'll tell you, well, listen, I'm not talking about the raw fish. We can do like, you know, they have the California rolls or whatever, whatever. And say, well, listen, maybe if you try it, maybe you'll like it. So guess what? On the man's side, you have to have an open mind as well. If you're trying to get with this woman or this is your woman, your wife, girlfriend, I don't care what it is, side piece, I don't care what it is. But you have to open your mind and say, well, you know what? I really don't like sushi, but you know what? This is what she wants. You know what? Let's try it. That simple as that. That's why we hesitate, because we know we're going to get ridiculed if we say, let's make it even simple. I'm not even going to say sushi. Let's say, oh, babe, what do you want to eat? I want to go to Red Lobster. Red Lobster? Oh, well, that's kind of, then it started, oh, that's kind of expensive. Oh, you really want to go to Red Lobster? Well, you can't figure no place. Then you went once again. Then it's a thing of, I'm telling you what I want, and now you want to sit up there and ridicule about what I want. So now, when you ask me the next time around, I'm going to sit there and be like, oh, I don't know. Or I leave it up to you. But then when we leave it up to y'all, then it's, oh, well, why are you leaving it up to me? Because if I tell you what I want, you're gonna make fun of it, or you're going to say something about it. So I'd rather not say nothing and then let you decide. And it may not even be something that I want. But I'm gonna. Most women, most women will go for what the guy wants, because, like I said, if I say something to you, then it's going to be an issue. So I'm trying not to, you know, be the nag as most of, oh, she nags me. All right, so I'm not going to be the nag. All right, you want to go get Jackass in the Box or whatever? Go get Jack in the Box. Okay, let's go get that. You know? And I may not necessarily want that, but I'm going to go get it because you, if I say what I really want, you're going to have a problem with it.
Okay. All right. Time for the meat and potatoes. That was just a little warm up. Yeah, just warm up. All right. What the hell do y'all want from us, men? What do you want?
Okay, you asking that question again, and it's a broad range of things. Like, you have to.
All right, okay, you say it's a broad range of things. Okay, so when
yeah,
it comes
broad,
down
it's
to
a broad
range. All right, so in your definition. Because, you know, I hear a lot of women talk about, oh, they ain't no good men, or I want a good man, or, you know, once again, oh, there ain't no good men left. Okay. What I think the issue is, and correct me if I'm wrong, which I know you will, I think there are a lot of women out there, and don't get it twisted, ladies, next week we'll be jumping on the dudes, but today is your day. So, I think there's a lot of women out there. Yeah, I think there's a lot of women out there that kind of don't know what they want. And they kind of want to, a lot of them want to just run with that whole, there ain't no good men out there. Why can't we start saying, like, there isn't a man out there? I haven't found a man that has been good to me the way I want. Yeah, like, don't say there's no good dudes out there, because there's good dudes out there. There's good men out there. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of you are not checking your friend zone, but it's cool. But that's on you. But
okay.
A man being good. You know, just in general, because a dude could be a good dude in general, but he may not be the type of dude for you. He may not be that quality man for you. And this is why we have to kind of start differentiating between, you know, What do you mean by good? Good in general or good for you? We got 6947 in the background. Turn down your TV, lady. Please.
Watching the Knicks game.
Listen, yeah, watching the Knicks, yeah, okay, good luck. Anyway,
Happy New Year, guys.
They still, happy New
Year. New Year.
Probably they still have a team, but anyway. Go ahead. Oh, yeah, but as I was saying, it's like, once again, I'm tired of hearing that there ain't no good men out there. Don't say that. We need to change. We need to start changing that because, once again, what one woman wants compared to what the next woman wants is two totally different things, I'm sure. So maybe if the dude is not good for you or he's not up to your standards, it doesn't mean you may come across another dude that may not be up to your standards. But don't sit there and be like,
yeah, but
oh,
what
there
if
ain't
you
no
keep
good
coming
men out
across?
There.
Right, but you're right. There are good men out there. I'm sure they are. But if you keep coming across the same type of person in just a different body, it's like, how are you supposed to think there's anybody that's good out there? I'm not saying that there's not. They probably are good men out there. I think what it is with women that we are, well, I'm not going to say all of us, but at this point in time, I think a lot of women are looking for that knight in shining armor. They're looking for somebody to sweep them off their feet. They're looking for somebody, oh, to save me. And you have to save yourself before you can get somebody to save you.
Nah, and I totally 100% agree with that. Like, let's take a insecure woman, for example. It shouldn't take a man. It was so funny. Well, let's just take it. Like I said, next week we'll be jumping on the men, but today is your day. Now,
today's your day.
Let's take an insecure woman. Now, I've been around insecure women before, and the thing is, and not every insecure woman is the same, but one thing I don't like is the fact that some of them, not all, rely on some type of, like, validation from a male to be like, I'm whole, or I feel good about myself, or I'm a good person, or I'm doing something with myself. No, don't rely on some jackass to tell you anything. Like, you should be able to tell yourself that every single day.
Yeah, but if they're not getting that, but guess what? Once again, like we say all the time, that starts from home. If your daddy ain't never hugged you enough or told you you looked a certain way or you're beautiful or you're my daughter, I love you. If you're not getting that from home, then you're looking for it elsewhere. But guess what? That person that's giving it to you is not genuine. That's not your dad. That's not your grandfather. That's not somebody that actually loves you. He's just saying that because he's trying to get in the drawers, or he's trying to find a place to stay, or he's trying to because he knows you got a little money in your pocket, throw some dough at him. That's the game. And that's what makes the women say, well, it ain't no good men out there. No, like I said, you have to be good to yourself before you can look for somebody to be good to you or for you, because guess what? You can see the game before it comes to you. If you already got that validation within yourself, you'll see the game before it comes to you. Then you won't have to worry about getting that dude that you thought was the good dude or you think he's the good dude because he's telling you what you want to hear.
Call it 6947. Would you
want me to weigh
in?
Huh?
Of course.
Okay.
Yes, of
course. So in my opinion.
Oh, by the way, state your name, please. Caller 6947. State your name.
Why are you harassing me? You know who I am.
Because I already know who you are, but no one else knows who it is.
I don't know who you are.
Exactly. Right. See what I'm saying?
You can call me Cherry. So, in my opinion.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing? Happy New Year.
I'm fine. Happy New Year.
We're going to give you
Cherry,
some support
on,
here because you're talking a lot of
coming
stuff,
on,
right?
Come
so,
on,
Cherry,
coming on,
opinion,
sound like a stripper. Come on, Cherry.
In my opinion, be valued by men as much as they value themselves. So when I'm dating someone or when I'm with someone, I want them to realize my value because I already know what I'm valued at. We have things, items that we value. We keep them safe. We keep them clean. We don't want somebody else to come and take them, and we expect a certain treatment or we treat them a certain way. So that's what I'm looking for.
So my whole thing is, so have you ever been one to say, use that phrase like there are no good men out there, or you don't?
No.
No, you don't. Okay.
No, I don't believe that.
What do you believe?
People change for people. So somebody that might be bad for somebody else might be a perfect fit for you. So you're just looking for the right person that fits you and gives you what you want, that values you the way that you need to be valued.
All right, so to the both of you, and once again, the guest calling number is 347-324-3395. Now, this goes back to what you said earlier, Big Red, and I mean, you already said what you said on it, but I wanted to see if, you know, Cherry agrees. All right, so a daughter needs a dad to be the standard against which she will judge all men. What do you think about that? Hello?
Are you asking both of us or either one of us?
Yeah, I'm asking. I'm asking you, but you go ahead first,
Cherry. I think she needs a positive role model to determine how she should be treated. Because if she has someone that's a male and he's a positive role model, he's showing her what her value is, and she won't accept something less than.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So
I agree.
Okay. But once again, and we'll just go into the particulars, because I had a conversation, and it was very interesting. I had a conversation with a friend of mine, and he was breaking down some things. So he was talking about, all right, look at the music. He said, look at the music, look at the way certain things are going on in the world now. So you got dudes out there, because what kind of triggered this? One day I was driving, I was listening to this song, and the song was talking about, the girl was singing about how, you know, dude treated her bad, they ain't no good men, and she just want this, and she just want that. And I'm like, yo, after listening to the radio for a while, you kind of hear a lot of these songs, but everything becomes so repetitive. And it's like, well, wait a minute. Like, why is it always a song about, you know, they ain't no good-ass men, or this dude done did a wrong, or this, that, and the third. But, yeah, I don't hear too many songs about, listen, I recently just heard a song about a chick saying, well, you know, I didn't know, you know, you had a girlfriend, but I guess I'm just going to have you from, like, Thursday to Monday or something like that. And I'm like, well, wow, well, wait a minute. Whoa, wait. It's like, now we go from he ain't no good to I guess now you got a girlfriend and we're going to share. Like, I'm just wondering what the hell is going on. So with that being said, my thing is, and going back to what the dude I was talking to with, he was saying that, yo, in terms of women, I see it like this. You got dudes making songs talking about, you know, I'll pay your rent, I'll do this, I'll take care of that, and all this and that, which sounds very attractive, okay?
When
you have women out there.
You hear them songs? I don't hear them songs like that no more.
Listen, you
ever
you,
have
listen,
a name?
You should, but still, but no, no, you really trying to say that when you listen to the radio from these rappers to these R&B dudes, they talk all this junk about how they're going to do this for the woman, or they're going to do that for this chick, and do this
Hold
and buy
wait,
this.
Hell no,
what?
I ain't heard a song like, I haven't heard a song like
all
that
right.
in the last
5, 4 or 5
years.
Out.
I think last
I have not heard a song like that in the last 4 or 5 years. With some man, I haven't heard a song like that in the last couple of years. That no guy, somebody
can
pay for this and pay for that. Only thing I'm hearing in these rap songs now, is these men say is talking about sex, and what they gonna do and how they gonna
get
you.
All right,
that's all I'm hearing.
Look at Gucci Mane. He came out with a song talking about sex and going to rake it up. But he's also talking about, you know, he slept with a stripper and paid, had to pay her 20,000 ones and all this and that. Like, it's always
but
that's a lot
difference.
Of these songs.
That,
a,
but wait
a
minute,
a lot
but
of
that's
songs,
the difference.
A woman
did you
motivated.
Hear what he said? Right, but you hear what
I
he
heard
said.
What he
had stripper.
He's
not a woman that he's dealing with.
Still a woman.
Not
I'll
a woman.
Kill your dinner,
oh, jeez. There we go.
As listen, soon as I get home,
the same thing, right?
You can't.
I'll
you
pay
can't
your
see,
rent.
Listen, I'll pay dog.
Yeah, what up?
K Dog, help me. Because this song, I, like right now, I can't think about any songs. This song's out there like that. You got Joe. You got Joe. You got
Joe,
Tank. You
got,
yeah, let's take Tank.
Right.
He be singing them
what?
Sweet songs too. What?
But
well,
guess
listen,
what? But they're not reaching. They're not reaching the people that they're supposed. That's more our time
yeah.
or our
yeah.
people they're reaching. They're
well,
not reaching none of these guys that's in their 30s or even in their late 30s. They're not reaching them
you know,
them dudes. Maybe some of them are not in the majority of.
Okay.
Yeah. First up, I just want to say happy 2018 to all of you. Happy New Year.
Thank
happy
you.
Hey, dog. Happy New Year, brother.
I'll cook your lunch. I'll make your lunch.
God.
I'll make your breakfast. I'll cook your dinner. As soon as I get home from work,
but now, but wait a minute. Now, notice. But now, hold on. Now, see, you see everything he said? That sets a standard. That set, yeah, that's David's, but that sets a standard that some a lot of dudes probably just can't live up to. So
exactly.
You have some women out there that'll be listening to that song and look at a dude and be like, yo.
You're worthless.
Yeah, because you ain't doing what Babyface said. You ain't
we
doing what you're
doing.
And it was like,
listen,
really,
y'all ain't even trying.
Listen, this is the problem.
Yes,
this is
right.
What's going on right now
work.
With women.
You got
and you know
work.
What?
You got on work. Now,
I'm tired. When I come home from work, I'm tired. I mean, I'll make myself something. That, you know, baby, look, if you're tired, I understand. I'll go ahead and fix up something for me to eat. But
no,
like
okay, okay, dog. Because that's when you say, "Oh, you're tired. I'm tired. We order out. What you want to eat? Oh,
yeah,
I
yeah. What you want to eat?
Let's
then
let's
after,
fix something
but,
for both of us. Maybe you're tired
but
too.
Then after, but
that's
listen,
what we're talking about.
Women,
you
want to
make
you
sure
know,
your belly full?
There was a song
oh my
back,
gosh.
In sweet, back in the 40s. That Louis Jordan had that called "Is You Ain't No Is You Is My Baby." Of course, we saw it on Tom and Jerry. But they say a woman. But listen. There's the part of the song that goes, "A woman is a creature that has always been strange. Just when you're sure of one, you found she's gonna make a change." See, you see the standard here. Did you hear what I just said?
No.
Yeah, well, listen. No, I'm going to tell you right now. They heard nothing. The only word that they heard was creature. Who are you calling a creature? That's
go.
The only word they heard. That's the only word they heard.
No, but yeah, y'all didn't hear the whole thing what he was saying. A woman is a creature that has always been strange. That has always been strange. Just when you show up one, you find she's gone and make a change.
Well,
listen.
I get what that. I mean, I get it. I get what that. I mean, I know that he, you know, he wasn't talking about creature, but I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, woman,
but,
is,
I
a
mean,
woman is strange.
But,
I mean
you
look,
know, it's seldom you don't hear songs like that anymore where guys are
right.
singing or even rapping about. Like I said, look at I Need Love with LL Cool J, and okay, that was a rap song, and he was talking I Need Love. Now, like I said, these dudes don't talk like that no more. Everything
listen,
is about effing this and effing that and
but,
doing this
but,
and doing that. And,
love,
like, come on. Like,
when it comes to love, love don't live here no more. And I said it before
no,
on the show. It sure don't live here no more. So you see, here's what's going on with women these days. And no matter what generation you may live, and listen, I am not saying anything disrespectful towards any women. Women
you already
satisfied.
Said it.
But I'm just gonna break it down. I'm just gonna say it bluntly.
All right, let him
no
speak.
No woman on this earth.
Better.
No woman, and you know what? This is my New Year's resolution. I'm going to be vocal about everything. No woman on this earth could ever be satisfied. No matter what you may do, no matter how hard you try, some women will find something wrong along the way. Even when you think you're doing right, they'll somehow, some way, find that you just
and you know what?
In your life.
You are absolutely right, because you know what? Mm-hmm. I say the same thing about men. Men are never going to be satisfied with one, with women. They're not going to be ever satisfied. I don't care what she looks like. I don't care how much contouring. I don't care about all that booty. I don't care about men are never satisfied. Just like we are never going to be satisfied. These are men. Men are never going to be satisfied.
Wait, why a lot of us? Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead, Cherry.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
So I was going to say, I think what happens is we have to acknowledge that we evolve. As we get older, our needs and what we want change. So you wind up meeting somebody and they're at point A and you expect them to stay there for the rest of their lives, and it's not going to happen. What I wanted at 20, I didn't want at 30, and I definitely don't want
absolutely.
At 40.
Absolutely. Absolutely. She hit it right on the absolutely.
Okay.
No,
now with that being said, no, wait, Kato. Now, with that being said, now, I've also heard the term, like, oh, men are stupid. Like, I heard that a lot. It's not that we're stupid. It's just the fact
you're
that
having a problem,
we don't. No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, real talk.
What woman said that?
We don't.
Jeez, that
comes
out.
Yeah,
some women say that. They do say men are
stupid.
They
say
some women
stupid.
Have said that. They said women
are stupid.
Wait,
Kato,
why are
they acting like they
ain't
never heard this? Why y'all acting like y'all ain't never heard this? I know y'all said
listen,
it. And don't lie.
I know y'all said it.
Because if you lie, listen, I will. Next time I see either one of you, I will record you. I will drag you into a conversation. Record you,
listen,
and have
you
say it, and then put you on black. I know you said it.
Women,
somewhere
women,
along the line.
No, I ain't gonna front you. I have heard women say that because I've said it once.
Women are dead. You know, women are dangerous in numbers. A woman is real dangerous in numbers because you know what? When they all gather together, it's like an army. Like the military, they coming for you, man. They coming for your neck. They coming for you, and they come out for blood.
That's right.
Yeah, but now check this out.
Your neck like Wu-Tang.
Men are not stupid. Men are not stupid. You know the thing is, they don't want the complexities all the time. That's the whole thing. Like, we can go into a mall, walk to one. We already know what we want to get. Go to that one store, go get it, and leave.
Be out.
That's not your agenda. As a woman, that's really not a lot of your agenda, because you'll know what you want, then go into the store and see it in another color, and then want to do a fashion show, then go leave out that store and see something else, and then this matches with this, and this, that, and the third. No, we only came to the store for one thing. I only came to the store for cheese. You want to leave with a sandwich.
Exactly.
I came in the store to buy cheese to go home and make a sandwich. You, however, want to go in the store and want the sandwich, and then you want to leave with a rotisserie, too. Come on, man. But
hey,
stupid.
What's wrong with that?
Listen, stick to the script, man. Stick to the script.
What's wrong with wanting better?
Nah, but
what
some
you mean
women
with
men listen.
Better? You went to the store to get cheese to make a sandwich that you got at home. Why, if you already got lunch meat and all that stuff at home, why go for something else?
Let me just say, I've been shopping with guys, using your example. We're not going in the store and they run to something, pick it up, and we head out. They stop, they look at other things, and by the time you make it to the store, they've already been there three times. They picked it out. They know where it's at and how much it costs. So, yeah. You're not walking in and 2 minutes later walking out with a pair that you saw for the first time, sneakers, for example. We just spend more time, and you should appreciate that.
And guess what?
Why?
That's what shopping online is for, because I go online and look for what I want, and then when I find it, then I go to the damn store, because this way I can get in and get out.
Exactly.
How about that?
Exactly.
They do it, too.
No, we don't.
That's
but
what
some
I do.
But some women, they'll stay in that store for hours, and you'd be like, damn, man.
I had a friend I can't be bothered with that.
Like, damn, what the hell?
I ain't got time for that. Looking for stuff and then she talking to other people. No. It's time to go. It's time
like,
to go.
Come on, man. I got to go. But you know what? It gives me a time to do this. I'll sleep. I'll take a nap. I'll play games on my phone. I'll watch the football game, basketball game, baseball, the whole nine while you're shopping.
See, that's good. You got a plan and you're giving support. Nothing wrong with that.
I'll be chill. But don't get mad at me for why you got to be sitting there like that? I'm like, listen, you took me out here. I came out here out of the goodness of my heart to take you shopping. And then you taking your sweet ass time. What the hell do you expect me to do?
You know what you signed up for. Listen, let me explain something to you. That's another thing.
This ain't no military.
If you've been shopping with her before. Wait a minute. Let me tell you something. Now, maybe at the time it was your girlfriend, and you was trying to be getting good, so you said, "Oh, let me just go shopping with her." Oh, you was good going shopping when you was trying to get in with her. Now that you know that this is who she is, and you're going to be doing this every week or every other month, oh, now you're tired of it. Oh, she in the store too much. Oh, but when you were trying to get in them drawers, you didn't mind being in that store with her for 6 or 7 hours.
You wasn't on your phone.
You wasn't sitting in the car. You was right behind the girl. Yeah, those were good. When you put your legs up, put them red pumps on. Yeah, you was all right with that.
Am I right or wrong, Miss Sherry?
Am I right or wrong?
You are right.
Nah, but
you know what? I appreciate you falling back, because if I'm shopping, I don't want somebody over my shoulders reminding me of the time, reminding me what we else have to do.
Go by yourself.
When y'all first courting this person or trying to with the person, you don't
bending
mind that
backwards.
Person. Be, right, you bending over backwards,
but now you know something you don't do all the time.
Now it's getting on your nerves.
Offering to go
No, you're trying to switch it up.
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good with that.
You're trying to switch it up.
Don't yell at me.
You're trying to switch it up.
Not stepping up. Yeah, what up?
They're not going to do the Jedi mind trick here. You're trying to switch it up, and you don't want to take accountability for the fact that you like to be complicated. There's no need.
Oh yeah.
No,
to be complicated.
That's bull BS. No, so, ain't nobody trying to switch Jedi John trick.
You're complicated.
Jedi John trick.
A lot of you like to be complicated. And
no, they're not complicated.
Men ain't complicated like that. Look what you just said. You knew what you signed up for.
You knew that I was the type of person that likes to shop, or I'm a woman that likes to shop, and you didn't mind being in that.
It's beside the shopping. We're talking about the fact that you like to be complicated. If I said, hey, I'm going to the store to go get some cheese because I want cheese with my sandwich, with my lunch meat, and my sandwich that I'm going to make at home. And you say, oh, I'm going to come with you. So we go to the store to get cheese, and then I want a sandwich. But we got the meat at home. No, I like the way this sandwich looks, and I want this sandwich. And then you want
you
a
little
chicken and some
yep.
chips on top
That's
of that.
Right,
meanwhile,
you know why?
I'm
because
going back
what?
Home
I
got to
go
my
home
sandwich.
And make the sandwich for you. The next thing, oh, babe, I brought
no,
the
no,
cheese.
No,
no, no.
I made
for me. No, hell no. That's not what you came here to do.
I make my own
sandwich. I was going to make your own sandwich until you bought your own damn sandwich.
I just wanted to go get $5
some men will do that.
And you wanted to sell
some men will do that.
Chicken.
Oh, she come with me to the store. She come with me to the store. I could get her to make the sandwich. Hell no, I won't. You want that sandwich? You gonna make it yourself? But guess what? I'ma buy my own sandwich, brother.
K-Dog, you know where I'm coming from, right? Like, I see what
I
just
know,
said?
Man.
I said I was going to the store to get cheese. I was going to the store to get cheese. She said, oh, I'm going to come with you. We go to the store to get the cheese to make a sandwich at home. She sees a sandwich. I like the way that looks. I want that sandwich. You just complicated the situation because
wait, how about
this? We were supposed to be making sandwiches.
Exposed, when you're good enough to expose your partner to something new that they didn't realize was available, you have a problem when they want that? You think they should just stick with the old thing?
Wait, what do you mean?
Well, how about this?
Exposing you to something new. It's a goddamn sandwich. You
made she goes
but how about this?
With you. Maybe she didn't.
Oh, man.
Maybe
right,
she didn't
exactly
know they offer that type of sandwich. Now she wants something
absolutely
new. You have a problem with that.
But wait a minute.
And how about
once
this?
Again,
why you didn't
the
ask
script
her before you left the store? Before you left the house, why you didn't say, well, babe, I'm going to get cheese. Do you want something just to avoid
no,
her
no,
coming
no
to the
see
store with you?
K-Dog.
Well, yeah, what up?
I know you're there. What did I
no
say?
Listen.
I was going
listen
to the store to get the cheese.
I was going to.
You said, babe, I'm coming with you. We go to the
yeah
store. I'm like, okay. We go to the store together.
Now,
go
Jerry, you
down
see how they want
to come
to
you know
what
with this
thing?
Oh,
I
my God.
Listen,
if you
want to
come, if you want to come to the store with me, if a woman wants to come to the store with me, by all means, go right ahead and let's go to the store. But then after, do not complain. Do not try to complicate the situation. I just want to go inside the store and go buy a sandwich. Tell me what you want, and I'll order it. But I am not going to be changing the menu constantly.
But that's the
before
thing.
Before you leave the house,
the objective,
like,
the objective.
Something?
No. See, every y'all, you
yes,
listen,
yes,
y'all
yes,
got,
yes,
now
yes.
You see, it got complex. What did I say?
Yes.
I said we want to make the sandwich. We making sandwiches at home. We having a day at home. We chilling at home. Oh, we ain't got. I want cheese on my sandwich. I want to go to the store to go get cheese so we can make sandwiches. You say, oh, I'll come with you, babe. Let me come with you so we can go to the store together and go get some cheese. We go to the store.
No, I
just
that
want $5 a provolone cheese. You see
the
a sandwich
happens,
and you say,
but
oh,
I get
I want
that. But if you know she the type of person, but if you know she the type of person, she going to get
oh
in the store
Lord
and start looking at everything and want stuff. Why don't you avoid
listen
the whole situation to make it simple? Say, hey, babe,
exactly
listen, I'm going to get the cheese for the sandwich. Yo, if you want something, just text it to me or let me know. You want ice? Would you want some? Oh, babe, I want a thing
exactly
of ice cream. Okay, just text me what kind
K-Dog
of ice cream you want. And guess
you
what?
Know,
that would eliminate
K-Dog,
the
you know
whole thing.
Lying. Good. For them, for
can
them,
I say something?
I'm going to drop the hammer. I'm glad. I'm going to drop the hammer.
No. But you know what? We already talked. If we already talked about it, all right? We already talked about what we're going to do. Then, damn it, do not wait until we get inside the store that you're going to change your mind and pull that Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde bullshit.
Are you
chill
kidding
K-Dog
me?
Out.
K-Dog, I got one better.
Oh,
I got
boy
one better.
Right.
What did Big Red say? Oh, well, if you know
you
she's
signed
the type to want to do this, mm-hmm, this. No, because then if I say no, I'm going to the store by myself. And you say, well, why I can't go to the store with you? Bang! There goes something else.
Because
why I can't go to the store with you? You got something to hide? Well, you going to buy more than
why
cheese?
You can't go
are
the
you
store
even
with
going
you
to buy cheese? Because you may be going well, somebody
else.
Because no one's going to throw me off my damn
insecure woman.
Come on, man.
But then that's somebody who's insecure then.
No.
You now
know.
Insecure woman. There ain't no way in hell I'm going to be running to.
Listen,
every time
she didn't
when
want
I got someone behind
you, she
didn't
for want real the sandwich in the first place. You sort of asked her, what would you like?
You know
I'm
what?
Going
exactly.
To the, I'm going to the
that,
store
that's
to get
what
some
I'm
cheese.
Saying.
Well, she didn't want
but
the
what
sandwich.
Did I
that's
say?
Why she came.
But what?
She
but
wanted
what
to get
I
something
say?
Else
she
from the store.
Wants, okay, so she wanted to come to the store. But my thing is this. If we had, like K-Dog said, if we already had the conversation where we were sitting down talking about, hey, we're going to watch a movie and make sandwiches.
Exactly.
And we're going to chill. But then I'm like, hey, I want cheese because we ain't got no goddamn cheese. So we're going to go to the store. I'm going to go to the store.
Evidently,
to get the
she
cheese.
Didn't agree
and what
right.
you
decided.
Now, all of a sudden,
she didn't agree with what
store.
You decided. I'm going to the store to go get
and
some cheese for a sandwich.
Once
she didn't
again.
Want a sandwich. So she had to go with
exactly.
you so she could pick out what she
but
wanted.
But no, you
now,
no.
What she
no,
wanted.
You,
if
no,
you had
no.
been more
you didn't want a homemade
her,
sandwich.
Like.
That's where it get complicated. You didn't want a homemade sandwich. You wanted a deli sandwich. You wanted somebody else to make the goddamn sandwich.
They
want you didn't
want
to make, you wasn't cool with us making sandwiches. us together in the kitchen, touching hands like they was doing in Ghosts with the pottery and all that stuff. You didn't want to make the goddamn sandwich. You didn't want us to make sandwiches together. You wanted somebody else to make the sandwich because you didn't want to get your nails or something dirty. So you said, I don't want no lunch meat in my nails. He going to make the sandwich. That wasn't the plan. That wasn't
the
plan. We were just going to get cheese. How did we leave the store with a sandwich in rotation?
Exactly. If you didn't say... If you didn't say you want to go to the store, yeah, or what you want. If you didn't say all those things, once again, like I said, you men make things complicated because you say extra stuff. Women know how to say certain things and not say certain things.
Nobody says
certain things.
All I want to tell you is,
if I was going out to the store, I damn sure ain't going to ask him, oh, do you want to come or you coming with? No, babe, I'm going to the store to get cheese. I'll be back. Peace out.
Like I said, the dude is not going to sit there and say, oh, why I can't go to the store? But a woman is going to be like, oh, why I can't come with you to the store?
Exactly.
Because if he goes to say peace out, and I'll text him, if I need some, baby, just bring me some ice cream, bring me a tomato, whatever, or just get some. And listen, I ain't gonna be running after you in no damn store.
Nobody said you was running after me. Maybe you
That's
just
what
wanted
I'm
to, you wanted to take a walk.
I don't have time for that.
This is my day off. All I wanted was some cheese. That's what I'm talking about. That Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde stuff. And I'm not being disrespectful to you ladies. Please don't take it disrespectful. Well, I got
it. They're
going to
take it anyway. You said the word women earlier, so they took it anyway.
Yeah, they take it anyway. But like I said, y'all some confusing women. Hey, women.
We love you, but you make it. Like I said, all I want to do is get cheap. All I want to do is go to the mall and just pick up a tie. But
I don't want
we
no
leave with
beef.
We leave with suit shoes and a dress.
What about her? That's why you're confused.
Exactly.
You never included her.
Exactly.
You tell her what you want to do. And she's supposed to go along
with it.
The confusion will be cleared up.
Absolutely.
Wait a minute.
We're
so how does it go from, how does it, well, yes, you are, because how does it go from, what about me? If I needed to go get a tie and you're coming to the store with me, where does that involve we? Like, I don't speak
for. Well, what the hell? So
what
then why am I coming with you then?
We?
Wait, but then what am I coming with you for? You going to buy a tie, what am I coming with you for?
Every woman is different.
Some women following behind their men like that.
But nobody said it was following if you're just spending time together.
No. There's other ways of spending time together. I'm not running with you every time you go out the door.
Oh, buying you something from the store. Buying you, making sure you get a tie. You want a tie too?
Yeah. Make sure you get it right.
You see that as quality time?
Or better yet, or even when you go ahead and buy something, thing you know, you have to go right back outside to buy because you bought the wrong thing. Like, what the hell? Come on. It's freezing outside. You know what? I'm staying my butt in. When I bought, I ain't going back out.
Jeez.
That's right. All I want is some cheese. I ain't asked for lettuce or tomatoes neither.
If it started out one way, somewhere along the line, you guys wind up switching it around. And you know you do.
Then don't ask us to go then. How about that? Then don't ask.
That's Douglas.
It doesn't work like that. Nobody,
first of all,
I never asked you to go get the cheese with me in the first place. I was going by myself
to go get
cheese.
The cheese, and then they want to cry about it.
Right, exactly. Like then don't ask or be like, oh, babe, like I keep telling you, stop saying things out your mouth unnecessarily. Stop saying things out your mouth unnecessarily. Like I said, I'm going out. I'll peace out. I'll see you later. If you need something, just text me while I'm out. That's it. I'm not going to be, oh, are you going to come with me? And No. Now, if we're doing something, if we're out someplace together and that just happened to be like that, then that's a different story. But no, I ain't asking you to listen.
First of all, I never listen. Once again, now let's get on your selective hearing, because women have selective hearing. If you notice, listen, you can
and
anybody
you
listen to this. You can go back, listen. You can this podcast is catalogued and recorded. You can go back and listen. All I said in the beginning, follow the story. Hey, we making sandwiches. I want cheese. I'm going to the store to get the damn cheese. You say, hey, I
want
to come with you to go get
now,
the cheese.
Brother B, did you listen to what you just said? Hey, we're making sandwiches. You didn't say, hey, babe, listen. You know, tonight, what you want to eat tonight? You want to do sandwiches? You want to do chicken?
No,
you want
nothing
to do,
wrong
no,
with that.
You said, hey, we're making sandwiches. So it's kind of like you already done put it in your head what we're doing. Maybe that's just like Miss Cherry said. Nothing. Maybe we don't want a sandwich. Maybe when I get to the store, I'm like, you know what? Listen, I don't really want sandwiches.
I'm not even hungry anymore.
I'm
not hungry no more, damn it.
I'm not even hungry no more.
Same here. I ain't hungry.
See, but then y'all not. But see, now when you do that, now you're sounding like how we sound, because that's how we get frustrated. We get frustrated the same way and say, you know what? I'm not hungry anymore. So this is going back to what we said the first time when we started the conversation from the beginning. When you ask us what we want to eat, this is why we get to a point where we're like, you know what, I'm not hungry anymore, because then it's a debate.
But yeah, because you guys apply a debate.
Because now I don't want nothing, because now you done got on my nerves. Now I don't want nothing.
Everything is a debate. Everything is a debate. We go to the
exactly.
mall. I don't like that side. But wait a minute. Oh, you just going to get you something? What about me? Everything is a debate. If we just
oh, go back
to
the
go to the
go
store
back
to
the,
get a
go
tie.
Back to the like gosh, I'm like damn man, I just went to the
well,
store.
Well, if you
I'm
did
like,
it right the first time, you wouldn't have to go back to the store. Like I said,
oh my gosh, and once again, this is why we go to the store by ourselves. But once again,
perfect.
Oh, you don't want me to come to the store with you? Next, you know what?
No, hell no. I don't know what women this is, but like I said, that must be them insecure chicks, because like I said, I'm not worried about
K-Dog.
Yeah, I don't store with you like that.
I don't think anybody
has
It has nothing to do with insecurity.
Because only an insecure woman is going to be running behind some man to some store like that. Like, I'm not doing that.
It's about psychologically making up your mind. That's all we want is for you to make up your mind. Don't
we do make up our minds. Y'all just not listening.
We do make up our minds.
Y'all just not listening.
In order to make
y'all
up your mind, you
just like we do.
You already demanded
that. You know
that.
Why we have selective hearing?
You going
because
to the
y'all,
store.
Because y'all don't know.
There was no question
exactly.
I'm going to get cheese. I'm going to the store. That's not a question.
Right.
So what are we making up our minds for?
But
there's
you
no question.
Just made a question. You just made a question out of nowhere, because my whole thing is, wait a minute, I didn't ask you to go to the store. We were just talking about making sandwiches. But then Big Red says, "Oh, well, first of all, you just decided to make sandwiches. How you know I wanted to make sandwiches? Somewhere along, all I did was just start a story, and then Big Red had to put a beginning to the beginning of the story. I ain't even hungry.
Okay,
I don't want to tie. I don't even want to get dressed. Like, that's the whole thing. Like, I don't understand. Like, where
do
all
right, so then,
like, damn, woman, I
do
that.
What do you expect so what do you expect to accomplish by that whole thing? Like, once again, like I said, from the beginning
what I,
of
you
your,
know what
your
I can
whole hold? Wait a minute, from the beginning of your whole statement, you said, we're doing sandwiches. There's no cheese here. I'm going to get cheese, and you said that the woman said, "Oh, I'm coming with you." Like I said, to eliminate all of that, all you have to do is say, "Listen, do you want to do sandwiches tonight or not? If not, we'll do something else." Second scenario: if she agrees to the sandwich and you're going to get cheese, I'm going to get cheese. If you want something, text me or let me know before I leave.
Exactly.
And that's it. So this way you won't have to worry about her running behind you or coming with
exactly.
you to the store and seeing 50,000 things
thing.
Before you get out
Nobody's
the store. So it's not complicated.
Right.
You men make things complicated.
Okay. First of all,
remember you're dealing with another adult.
Let's go back.
Exactly. Dealing with a child.
No, no, you know what?
Adult.
Because that's
dealing with another
see,
adult.
And you know what? Boom. I'm glad you said it. This whole story right here, somebody's going to listen back to this and be like, yeah, you're complicated. Because everything that
yes.
I said,
no.
this was a whole, this whole conversation was, I'm not going to say true. This is a setup. You know why that's a setup? Because everything that you said that you don't do, you do.
Yeah.
Everything that you said, you now mind you, I just started with a scenario and said, I'm going to, we're going to make sandwiches tonight. I'm going to the store to get cheese. Big Red then turns around, put a preface on the beginning of the book, and was like, listen, you didn't even ask me if we wanted, if I wanted a sandwich. Apparently,
that's
somewhere
right.
along the line, and when my story, because I just started the story on us making sandwiches, there had to be a talk somewhere about what are we doing tonight. But you just wanted to add your own beginning. Okay, no problem. I'll roll with that. So then I say I'm going to the store to get cheese. And you say, oh, babe, I'm going to come with you. Now, let's stop right there. Because if I would have said, in my head, yeah, I can say, sure, come to the store with me. But I know something is going to change. But if I say no, I'm going to go to the store by myself, she's going to say, oh, why I can't come to the store with you? So to avoid arguments,
let's
go to the store, babe. But you just said, but what did you say, Red? Well, how do you know I wanted to go to the store? I just said she was like, yo, let's go to the store. I'm going to come to the store with you. You may not want to go, but then again, you may not even want a sandwich anymore. You may want pizza. You may want something else. Even though we already agreed that we was going to make sandwiches, you just said, well, you know what? I may see something else
but
in the store.
But the thing
and
is, you realize, not realize, we didn't agree on that. We didn't agree
exactly.
because you just said we're
you,
making
yo,
sandwiches.
You, just started
you didn't
my,
ask me, what do you want to eat tonight? Or what? Or do you want to make sandwiches? Or you want something
you
else?
Know.
You
I'm with
you,
brother.
Right? They get in their heads, and then that's it.
Blog
There's
Talk
no
Radio, Glenn, are you with me? Because, once again, I just started the story off from a certain point where
well,
you just had to say, well,
say
you
this.
Didn't. So, all right.
No,
so let
I
me,
get
let
you
me,
because
let me,
you're trying to say that y'all already had the conversation, so you agreed on. I get it. But what I'm saying is, don't like
you
don't
wasn't
do
there.
It halfway. Put the whole thing to it. Did you you know? Did you ask him?
Well,
is that what
I,
you wanted?
I didn't think
did,
I had to do that. I didn't think I didn't think
did,
I had
well,
to put a story before
where,
going
and
to get
this is why this is why males are complicated because y'all half ass do things. You get the half part of it and then you run with that
oh,
instead of
Lord.
Giving me the full circle. So, give me a full circle. Don't give me no half ass. Don't do what you half ass. Do what you full ass. Don't.
So
like,
let
don't
me
do
just ask a question. What's wrong with changing your mind anyway? Maybe she went out
exactly.
there and
don't
she decided
do that
she
the
wanted
last
something totally
minute.
Different.
But
exactly.
Don't do
why,
you can't
why
be on
that?
The highway going to Delaware and then say, oh, I want to go to Virginia. So
you know what happened?
You can't do that.
You throw us off and we're like, gosh. I'm like, yo,
we're talking
what's
about
that?
A sandwich. If it's that complicated over a sandwich, what happens when there's a bigger issue?
Absolutely.
You guys burn it down.
Yeah.
You burn it down.
Absolutely.
That's the whole thing.
If
this,
it's a big issue.
This is what I just proved of how complicated you guys is. Because you just twisted the whole thing. All I want to do is go to the store and get some cheese. You just twisted the whole thing up.
So you trying
the
to say the reason why most marriages end in divorce is because of cheese? Because of cheese.
My
goodness.
Because of cheese. Because of cheese.
A store runs for cheese.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. That's what went wrong. All I wanted to do was get some cheese, and
yeah,
then
that's
turn around.
And added lettuce and tomatoes, and even the protein, whether it's turkey or
and then turn around and said I was cheating because I wanted to go get cheese. Like there's somewhere along the line I was cheating because I wanted to go get cheese. Somewhere along the line.
So,
3054. You're on the air with the menu.
Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen, what the hell's going on over here?
Hot Rod.
You did
now you
the
now you go
about cheese? Huh?
Listen, did you hear how it started? Because first of all, I'm wrong for starting a story off with just I wanted to go to the store and get cheese, even though. There was no story before. There was no beginning of like
Well, how did you arrive to wanting to go get cheese? And we didn't agree on making sandwiches. We didn't do that. I just started the story off with, yo, we making sandwiches. We going to get. Oh, you didn't ask me if I wanted sandwiches. Yo, I'm done. I'm done.
Well, last question. Well, maybe you're not talking about this already. Why Big Red? Well, first of all, thank you, Big Red, for clarifying that you're a woman. All that time I thought you were a Caitlyn Jenner wannabe.
Oh,
but thank you. Happy New Year.
Silly.
And also, Big Red, what the hell do you want to eat now? I've been waiting for 2 hours for you to tell me what the hell do
you
want
to eat. What do you want to eat now? I've been waiting for 2 hours.
That simple
That's
question
what I've been waiting for.
Could lead to so many arguments. What do you want to eat? Do you want Chinese? No, I'm not in the mood. Oh, Jesus Christ. Now what? Italian? Now.
That's right.
What do you want? I eat anything. What do you want? As a man, we want to please you. But once again, some females, not all, are too hard to please.
I'm not happy.
And what's leading to this? They're not happy. So, Big Red, now tell me and everybody on the air, what the hell do you want to eat? So I can go get it. So I can go
we know she
it,
damn
okay?
sure don't want a sandwich. We know she don't want a sandwich. We know that.
Lord,
she
there's
damn
no sandwich.
Want
I know that.
She damn
sandwich. Want no sandwich.
But let's just answer this question to the ladies. Is part of the problem of females being too picky today, or is that why most of them are not happy, or they cannot find the right man, quote-unquote, in their relationships?
I think the picky thing, I think a lot of women are being very picky, but, you know, then again, we have to, because once again, I look at the fact of you know, a lot of women or a lot of us are parents, you know, women that have children, maybe small children, maybe older children, and we don't have a man in the home. So we have to be select. Like, I had to explain that to a friend of mine a couple of years ago, and he asked basically the same question. I told him, because we have to be selective of who we bring in our homes and bring in our lives.
Exactly.
We have to be selective.
See,
because
I don't like the word
at the
picky.
End of the-
I like selective.
Selective,
right.
No,
we have
you
to be
selective.
Picky.
Nothing wrong with that.
Selective is a draft. But we have to be selective of who we bring into our homes because, like I said, depending on the situation or, you know, especially with children or even if we don't, even if women that don't have to, you have to be careful who you bring in your aura and who you bring in your space. Because
but some women are still doing it. They're not doing it.
Right, I understand.
Yeah, they are,
but
because,
saying,
you know what, let me tell
that person,
something.
That person can mess your whole aura up. Just, you know, just that one person, you might have been good before, and then you get that person, and next thing you know, your whole aura is messed up.
Yep.
Your aura,
that's also
hey, everything.
True. I agree.
Women are still
I
doing
with,
that because,
with,
you know what, hey, unfortunately, some women fall for something called the game. The game is you could sweet talk a woman and tell her all the things that you know she wants to hear, and then boom. Within a year or two, it all comes into light, and you're like, I hate this person. I really hate this person.
You but come on,
that's a good point, Kato. What someone told me a long time ago, people change. That person you met a year ago, anything could happen to that person, and it made you like Kato thinks. Hate that person, but do you still stick with that person and go through it, like knowing that this person is still good in the heart or something like that? People change. Bottom line, nobody is perfect. So being selective, like because you went through that bad experience, no one don't want to go through a bad experience again in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? How do you handle yourself from there?
But that's the thing. But that's the thing. Why I look at it as bad. Experience is an experience. I mean, it may have not been the best experience, but 9 times out of 10, you know when you're walking into bullshit. Especially when you get to a certain age or you experience certain things before, you know when you're stepping into bullshit. Why entertain it? Why entertain it? Why go through the same thing
over and over again? Because we're forgiving, as K-Dog said, we're forgiving creatures. we can forgive. And we'll say, you know what, I'm going to open myself to a person and let them in. But then when they end up doing the same thing, then you, just like you said, you can see it when it's coming. But you're right, experience is a good teacher. But then it's like, I don't want to keep building a wall up because, you know what, I might build that wall and that person might be that person that's the good, the so quote-unquote good man or the good dude. But guess what, I done built this wall up. Because guess what? The other two dudes was a pain in my ass. So now I done built this wall up. So now I done pushed that dude out the way. And then when the next brother come around and put my wall down, and he's the asshole. You know, then I got the asshole.
But you know what?
You're right about that.
But wait a minute.
This is why I build the wall.
Why build the wall? Hold on, K-Dog, real quick. Why build the wall? Build the fence. You can still see through the fence.
Why build the what?
Why build the wall? Build the fence. You can see, you
because
can still
protect,
see through the fence and
mine.
Still be guarded. But yeah, but through a wall, you can't see.
Fence,
you can't see through a wall. You cannot see through a wall
because
but
a fence is
a,
too
a gated. A fence.
A fence is
still
too.
Protection?
It's too. That no, a fence is too soft. A fence is too soft because guess what? You can still bend that fence. You could use pliers to get into that fence. You could do a wall. You're not getting in until I'll put a little hole through. You know how they do the construction sites and they put the little hole. You put the eye through there. Let me see. All right, you know, maybe I can let him in. Maybe.
And that's
okay,
no good.
Donald Trump.
That's no good.
I think that as women, we're raised to be nurturing. So we're always believing we can fix things. And as you get older, you realize you can't fix everything. Some things just have to stay broke, and you have to move on.
Oh,
so,
honey, yes.
It's true.
Yeah.
Preach, sister, preach.
No,
preach,
you know what?
Man.
I'm glad you mentioned about moving on because, you know what, let me tell you something. For some women, they can't move on because some women, they still carry the scars they carried from the old relationship into the new relationship. And you know what? For some women, it causes a problem because no matter how good a man may try to be to you, you'll still find fault no matter what. You'll still hold on to you, oh, that person did this to me. And some women do it. Some women. I'm not saying all, but some.
No comment. Big Red. No comment.
Okay, no comment. Why you shout me out?
Oh, I had to make up for the last 3 weeks I have not been on the show, so I got to catch up, you know.
Listen, Big Red still going to hold that cheese over my head, so I'm like, brother.
That's right,
brother.
Cheese.
Hey, but trust me, I have no problem cutting the cheese. I cut the cheese a lot, trust me on that.
But it's crazy. But real talk, I think that whole thing with the wall is the problem. Because like I said, you can't see through a wall. And the whole thing is, why build something that
you, put
you,
a hole
you can't
in, you
see
can.
Through? Yeah, but that's the whole thing. A lot of you don't.
If
put
you
a
take
hole,
one of them
hole,
books out,
that little hole. Yeah, but still, you know what I'm saying? You have to allow. Listen, you have to allow a certain level of how can I put it? It's like two hand touch football. You know what I'm saying? You could do the one hand, but you still ain't got it. It has to be the two hands. So sometimes. You just got to be in a hands-on situation. And once you guys, some of you guys step out of a bad situation, you're very reluctant to get into another one. But once again, are you thinking about how you got into the first problem in the first place? Because
so,
I think sometimes you forget. And then you
so
go into the same thing
people,
all over again.
Let me
but
ask
do people today
say
relationships with...
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Joe. Answer your question.
For you guys, if you meet a girl and you feel she has a brick wall up against there, does it ever occur to you that maybe what's on the other side of the brick wall is not for you? You could be trying to say tear down, break down.
No.
Maybe that's not.
Real men ain't trying to take down the wall. No, real dudes, real men ain't trying to tear down the wall. If that's what you are, what for what? Listen.
So
why should I? Because if I help destroy it,
why is it too much work?
If something goes wrong,
who you think you're going to build it up against? Again, you're going to build it up against me.
But
you need to learn to take that down yourself.
True, but you don't want me to bother. Well, you don't want me to bother you with the wall. Don't expect the same thing from me. You know, if I have my own wall, don't expect me to take it down for you too. You know, and that's a problem. It could go two ways.
You
got
to, yeah, you got to learn to do that on your own. If you can't, because you know what
you do.
You know, I feel like this. If I help you take down that wall, when the wall comes down. Next thing, and if something with something that you don't like goes wrong, the next thing I'm gonna hear is, "Oh, I knew I shouldn't have did it. I knew you was an asshole.
Oh, you just like,
I knew
you
was
just
this.
Like that
you shouldn't
dude.
Have took it down." Exactly. Let it come down on it. You take it down
so
on your own because I'm not gonna be responsible for it. Huh?
You
No. See, I don't try to switch it.
When I mess up, the wall
will
come back up.
No, but see, that's the thing. Nobody said when you mess up. Nobody said when you mess up. I said it could be a situation comes up. A situation could come up, and then the next thing you know, you're on some like, oh, I knew I shouldn't have trust you. And you're like, well, wait a minute, babe. I was just going to get cheese. No, you wasn't. You was going to her, you was going to her house, and this is that and that. Yeah, I was just going to get cheese.
Like, listen.
So I couldn't go to the store to go get cheese. I couldn't come to the store to go
get
cheese. You didn't want me to go get cheese.
That's where that insecurity comes in. And you know what? When you've been scarred and you bring that into the relationship, it causes a problem. Because you're so insecure, you bring in that same hurt that you had before. I mean, listen.
Ow.
Let
and some
it
of
go.
Them but some of Ow. But some of them are not I think it's sometimes it's just an insecure moment. Because we all have those moments. It could something a little situation or something could happen, and then it could be just a moment of insecurity. But it doesn't have to be like full blown insecurity. But it could be that one moment, and then you're just feeling like, oh, I just got caught out there real quick. I'm sorry, but with that, don't let that moment become like a year worth of crap. Oh, we were in the mall going to get you a tie, and then she said, "Oh, that tie. Who the hell is she to say that tie look nice on you? I'm standing right here. Didn't she see me here? What's wrong with her? I should go smack her face off." And did it like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Who are you doing?
Smack her face off.
Listen, don't even try it. You know what, y'all, you lie like a bug.
Yeah,
because I mean, I'm not speaking for all women, because like I said, in the beginning, every woman is an individual, and every woman is different. But the thing is, that's like a younger, that would have been probably younger me, maybe younger me. But
no,
like
but
at this point right now, I'm not going through that.
Yeah.
No, I know that. I know some women
most
that are over there
do
that stupidness now. But I'm not going through all that. I'm so upset in my life right now. I'm not going through none of that with any man. Listen, if her behind is good to you, look
now,
at
though.
It. I don't care. That's
you know,
okay,
but you know,
it, but
you know what
mad.
You just said?
Don't get mad when I'm looking at the gray sweatpants print. Don't get an attitude when I'm looking at the gray sweatpants print. Don't get mad.
Oh, yo, all right. K-Dog, Hot Rod, please walk with me.
Huh.
What did I say?
Huh.
We were in the store. I was trying on the tie. She said I looked nice in the tie. Where did I say I was looking at something? She said something to me. You see what I mean? You just
you
wasn't
it's
funny.
They said
this person said that whoever young person, I mean the young lady or whatever.
I didn't even say young old.
The tie look nice. Well, whatever.
I think what
listen,
Big
the
Red is saying is that
the
grown
woman,
women don't behave.
Man.
Right.
Mature
the
women don't
says
behave
that
like
that. The tie look nice
listen,
on you.
Hot
okay?
Rod.
Someone,
you heard what
if
I said, right?
If a woman said that, I'd be like, all right, you know, she said the tie look nice for you. I'll be
y'all
like,
done changed up my story. Y'all done changed up my story.
No, but that was what females do with everyone. They could change a simple sentence into something big like women. I'm going to the store. And they will change out those words around. What do you mean you're going to get that?
And then Hot Rod.
Said, I'm just going to the store. That's what I said.
And then Hot Rod. And then Hot Rod, we turn around when we're quiet. Oh, why are you so quiet?
What's wrong with
you? What
you
thinking about?
Why are you so quiet?
Who you thinking about? What you screaming on? See, whether you talk
or
not.
Are you going to kill me? Are you going to kill me?
Well, that's the same thing with when you ask me what I want to eat. I'm not saying nothing because that's right. I'm thinking about the next dude because he going to take me to Red Lobster, buy me that sushi that I'm looking for. Yeah, he going to go buy
Red
that.
Lobster.
That's right.
Hell no.
And then he going to take me to
Super
what's that place?
He gonna find out what you're
doing. We have less than 90 seconds left. We have 60 seconds left to Hot Rod, K Dog, Big Red, Miss Cherry. I want to thank you for participating in this dialogue. Once again, happy 2018 to everyone. And
happy
you know
2018.
That you women are crazy. Next Sunday's episode will be focusing on the dudes because you women had your date now. Next Sunday will be us. But once again, please listen to this. You changed up the stories so many times. You went from cheese to ties, and all of a sudden it changed. I don't know. I'm confused now. But
he said we're from cheese to ties.
But
everybody,
But the guy's show will be like 30 minutes because we know what we want already. We're straightforward.
Exactly.
Get out of here.
Everyone,
gotta be kidding me. Yeah, we'll see.
Vlog Talk Radio. Everybody have a good night. It was a great
good
show.
Night, guys.
Thank you.
Peace
out. I hurt myself. My ribs hurt. Fellas, just don't go to the store to get the cheese or the tie.
That's right. Don't get the cheese.
Good night, y'all.
Y'all crazy. Good night, everybody.
Peace out.
Later.
Good night.
Until next week.
Later.
Later.
Peace out.
Oh, man.